Sun City Shadow Hills, how are you doing today? It's another warm day out there, and I hope to goodness that everybody's drinking lots of water and staying hydrated and staying inside where it's cool, or when you get out that you're being careful out there. This is Big John, and I have a very, very, very special guest today. And Pete Anderson is here from the Veterans Club, and Pete has made things happen around here. We're having the flags are going to go out. Pete's going to talk about that a little bit here in a second. And the 4th of July parade, which is kind of a veterans thing, is going to happen. And the Shadows has decided to get involved. And the Shadows is offering, if you can believe this, when we do the flag raising at the Shadows restaurant after the parade, the Shadows is going to offer pina coladas, red, white, and blue pina coladas for $6. And they're going to offer mimosas and Bloody Marys for $5. So the Shadows did not want to go without getting involved. And I love this. That's what this community is all about, is getting involved. Speaking of that, here's the man.
John, thank you very much for introducing me. The Veterans Club originally was started by Tom Hudson, who was a veteran, also a colonel. And for years, he ran the Veterans Club, and we did a lot with Tom as the beginner. As many of you know in the community, we lost Tom. God, I guess, Gus, it's been, what, 3 years now? But Tom ran the Veterans Club in so many different directions. For example, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and many of you remember the Memorial Day ceremony that we had. We had 200 to 300 to 400 people come and watch the ceremony. The ceremony was wonderful. I brought in the ROTC cadets from Shadow Hills High School, and they did the flag raising for us. And then we usually had 2 or 3 Marines from 29 Palms that came. And we usually had the mayor of Indio and sometimes a couple of the other people that were on the mayor or that were on the committee for the Indio City. And Tom did such a wonderful job with that. He was in full uniform, being a colonel in the Army. And that was a fabulous day because of the flag raising. The ROTC cadets were so happy to be there and do the flag raising and so forth. And that's what really got the Veterans Club going. Then Tom and I worked a great deal on, and many of you know and have been to the summer or for Christmas, we always have the Toys for Tots. And the Toys for Tots party has grown so much. The last time Tom was here 3 years ago, we probably had 60, 70 people for dinner that night. But what we do is we put Toys for Tots boxes out throughout the entire community, in the Santa Rosa, the Montecito, in the pro shop, in the restaurant, the Shadows restaurant. And last time we did it, 2 years ago, before the COVID hit, we raised 1,326 toys and 26 bicycles. And the Marines then come and pick those up, and they take them to a local place here in Cathedral City, and they divide them up by age and by gender. And then the Marines were kind enough to invite many of the families throughout the desert, all the way down to Temecula, to come with their families and to pick the toys up prior to Christmas. And it was exciting to see the Marines here, and we fed the Marines, we fed the ROTC cadets, and this was all paid for by the Veterans Club. And we used to take over the entire Montecito ballroom with that. And we had many of the teachers from Shadow Hills High School that came also that were very involved in it. but that really got the Veterans Club going. Now, as many of you know, Larry Smith and In the View magazine, you'll always see his name and phone number. Larry Smith sells American flags for the Veterans Club. And we just ordered another 100 flags about a month and a half ago. So he's got flags. And we sell them so that you can put them on your house. Those flags that you have that get worn out, torn, shredded, whatever it is, either bring them back to Larry, or you can take them to Montecito, turn them in there, and then I pick them up several times a week, and I take them to the American Legion here in Indio. Now, the American Legion, we have usually two flag retirement burn parties twice a year. Again, we bring the ROTC cadets from Shadow Hills High School, and they come, and we have then the cadets from the American Legion, and we do a flag burn. To give you an idea, the last flag burn we did about a year ago, we had over 600 flags to burn.
Wow.
And not only that, we had two garrison flags to burn. Now, many of you may not know what a garrison flag is, but a garrison flag is the great big flag that you see flying over like the auto dealerships. For example, Fiesta Ford, Palm Springs Ford, they fly these huge garrison flags. Well, we had two of those to burn. Now, the cadets and I had to cut them up into about 12 different pieces to be able to retire them properly and burn them. Well, give you an idea, one of the flag burns, here we've got the flag burn going, and of course smoke's going off, and all of a sudden, here comes the fire department, here comes the police department, because we also had a three-gun salute, and they heard the guns, and they saw the smoke, and they thought, oh my God, what's going on? Well, we didn't realize it, but the night before, there'd been a shooting in Indio, so that's why the police were there, and that's why the fire department was there.
Wow.
Anyway, as soon as they all pulled in, many of the guys on the fire department I know, and many of them from the American Legion recognized them too. So the fire department, the police department says, oh no, it's just the normal flag burn. And they went away kind of embarrassed that they showed up. Yeah, John?
Let me ask you, you're always looking for veterans to join the club.
Correct.
Right? And when is your big drive to get the veterans in? Can they do it any time?
Absolutely. At the moment, we're going to be dark in July and August, okay, as many of the clubs are. September will be our first big meeting again, and it usually is the third Tuesday of every month. And it will be in the Montecito. And I'm not sure what room it'll be in. It depends on what other clubs are doing also.
Okay.
But at the moment, we're down to about 56 members. We used to be almost 100. But over the combination of COVID, and we're losing some veterans, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, we are.
So we're down to about 56 veterans. And yes, our Veterans Club would love to have more people join. And the Veterans Club, when we meet, we usually bring wonderful speakers in. To give you an idea, our last meeting in July, we brought two speakers in from the Palm Springs Air Museum. And the copy, or the New View magazine, has a picture of the Palm Springs Air Museum on the cover.
Yeah, it looks nice.
And that was wonderful. But we usually get speakers sometimes from the Patton Museum, sometimes from the VFW, sometimes from the Veterans Association. So we get speakers from all over that the veterans love to hear about what benefits are available, how do you get your benefits, and that. So we can always use more veterans. And for all of the different projects that we do, not only for the American Legion and the VFW, but also for Shadow Hills High School and for the ROTC cadets there. Give you an idea, this year, the cadets that graduated this year, five of them already are in the service. Now, here it is, July 1, but we had five of our cadets. One of the boys went into the Marines, And he's an E3 already in the Marines because of his ROTC background. Two of the girls went into the Navy, and two of them went into the Air Force. Wow. So out of the 60 cadets, here we had five that have already joined the our American forces.
That's cool.
And it's wonderful. And when you have a chance to talk to these cadets and many of the people here at the big parties that we have where the cadets are there, when you talk to these kids, you'll love them. They are so conservative, and they are so pro-America. And to give you an idea, and I started this 12 years ago at the high school, I buy the pocket constitutions, and you've probably everybody has seen one of those pocket constitutions. I buy one for each of the ROTC cadets, and I make them come up, and they have to salute me, and then I give them the constitution. Then the next week, I make each one of them stand up in front of the class and describe what Amendment Number 1 is, what Amendment Number 2 is, what Amendment Number 3 is, so they then begin to understand what all the amendments are in the Constitution.
That's cool, Pete.
Yeah, if you see one of the cadets, even to this day, in a school, whether—now, two of them are working at the McDonald's down on they just graduated, and they're waiting for orders to do whatever they're going to do. But if you ask any of the cadets today, do you have your Constitution with you? I'll guarantee you every one of them can reach in his back pocket and pull out that Constitution and show it to you, because I make them carry it, and they love having it. So
that's cool, Pete. Let me ask you a question that's something that's really close to us here at Sun City Shadow Hills. And you mentioned that the love of this country and the love of the flag and everything so on and so forth. I am interested in your ideas for the flagpoles at the entrance gates. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's interesting. I started this project probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, maybe, Gus. But interestingly enough, you drive down Country Club Drive or Country Club Boulevard, and you look at all of the other communities like ours. Every one of them has at least an American flag at the front gate. Many of them have both the American flag and the California flag. If you notice, neither one of our entrances, whether it be at the Santa Rosa or whether it be at the Jefferson Gate, we do not have any flags there. And I tried to get Pulte to do that years ago, and they just never, it fell on deaf ears. A couple of years ago, we got to the point that we were almost prepared to do it, and because of COVID and whatever, that fell apart. But Big John, I am so happy that you're involved in this, and I'm now working on trying to get a company that's local that could do two flagpoles at the Santa Rosa and two flagpoles at the front of the Jefferson Gate.
Jefferson and Avenue 40. So, yeah,
correct.
That's great.
So
that's
we'll
great.
Have an American flag and a California flag both there. And it looks like we'll probably do 35-foot flagpoles.
That's so nice.
And at this point, the Veterans Club will pay for the flags that will go up, and we always keep those up to date. But I think the HOA and there should be money in there that we could pull out and get the.
We're going to look at taking care of that.
Good.
So I want to go over one last thing here. A couple things to finish this up is that. So Larry Smith is a veteran, and
yes,
he is what I call our flag guy.
Absolutely.
He's the guy to go to for flags. Now, I kind of set Larry up the other day and told everybody, go get your flags for this golf cart parade, and Larry will be there for you. And I didn't quite understand that Larry didn't have the little flags. But I'd like to tell you guys, that everybody out there, that the flags you can get from the hardware stores or Home Depot, they have them. They're very inexpensive. But when it comes to your home flags, and even if you want to put a big flag on your golf cart, if you want to zip tie it on or you want to bungee it on, Larry has those. And
yes,
Larry has told me again, give your address out. So the address is 80620 Camino Santa Juliana. And if you want to give go by there and see Larry, he's got the really nice wood flags that he's made, handmade wood flags that he's been making for years.
Yeah.
So you might want one of those. I bought one of those to put on my wall in my garage, so it's going to be right above my T-Bird when you go in there. So the last thing here is, Pete, you're going to go, you and your crew are going to go to the Montecito Clubhouse at like 7 in the morning, and you're going to get all your flags, and you guys are going to go spend an hour at least probably laying out all the flags all over our community.
Correct.
And that's for our pride. I mean, that's our 4th of July, and those flags are going to stay up from the morning of 4th of July until the evening of the 5th of July, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So we got that. Now, you're gonna hustle back, I guess, to the flagpole at the Montecito to see the golf cart parade that you have there off, and they're going to go, I guess the route is going to be down to Jefferson Gate and then all the way Sun City Boulevard, all the way to the Monroe Gate, and then they're going to turn around and go back. Now, the parade is going to end, I guess, at the Shadows Restaurant, and you're going to do a flag raising there at the Shadows Restaurant, is
correct.
That right? Okay,
and
cool.
I haven't talked to the veterans yet about doing the flag raising, but several of them will volunteer to do that.
Nice.
And so I'll have the veterans line up, and we'll salute, and we'll put the and what I'll probably do is make sure that the flag is down.
Okay.
And is not at the Shadows until we get there.
That's
that
cool.
Morning.
Wow.
And then we will raise it, and with that, the veterans will salute it and so forth. So
wow, that's great.
That's what we'll do.
I get the chills right now. I got the chills running down my back knowing that this
too.
Happened.
You bet.
This community has been starving for wonderful things to do, and this is an absolute wonderful thing that the Veterans Club is going to put on. And I'm going to be out there and tell you, I have not joined the Veterans Club, but I will join this year. I am
Thank
a veteran,
you.
And I will be joining this year. I've never really joined a lot of clubs. But you inspire me, Pete. You really do. You inspire me, and we're so lucky to have you in this community, and your volunteers that work with you on your group as well on the Veterans Club.
John, I'm going to tell you, I was in at the American Legion the other day,
yeah,
and I ran into a gentleman that just came back from Seattle, and I asked him. He was a member of the VFW in Seattle. He was like second in command there. And I said, what did you guys do for Memorial Day? He said, we bought 600 of the little 8-inch flags. And he said, I gave a whole bunch of them to all of my VFW members and had them go to the public and to hand the American flags out throughout Seattle.
Wow.
And he said, but I got to tell you, he said, it broke my heart. And I said, why? What happened? He said, I had 100 flags and I went out to hand them out. I had 20 people take the flag from me, throw it on the ground and step on it, and don't ever bring me one of those flags again. He was so unhappy, he couldn't believe it. He went back to the VFW and found out that every one of his veterans ran into the same problem. But this community, I'll guarantee you, we're putting those flags up with pride, and they will stay there for 2 days.
We accept that. We accept that big time. We really, really, really appreciate what you're going to do for us. And I know that this golf cart parade is not it's an impromptu parade.
Correct.
I'm just glad that it's happening for this community. We're just starving for all this great entertainment and everything that's coming back. So, Pete, you've been a great special guest for today. Thank you very much for coming in and talking about your club and what's happening in the community. Don't forget, at the end of the parade, we're going to have a flag raise. We're going to have a salute. We may even have Johnny Goodrum there singing America the Beautiful.
Oh,
who knows?
That'll
we're
be
trying.
Great.
So looking forward to that. Everybody out there, I appreciate it. I always like to finish off saying, please, please take care of your pets. Don't let them walk on the sidewalk. It's very hot out there. Carry your pet, if you have to the grass. And Sun City, I appreciate you all very much. Thank you.
One last comment.
Yes, please.
God bless America.
God bless America. Amen to that. Thank you very much, everybody.